Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So there's an awful lot of talk about travel, isn't there? What's allowed, what's not allowed, what's risky and what's less so. But what is it like at the moment to pack your bags and go? Well, the travel writer Fionn Davenport was in Madrid at the weekend. Good morning, Fionn.
Hiya, Claire.
So we want to know from you, what is travel like in summer of 2021 compared to before?
Quieter, definitely. And there are a few hoops to jump through. Not as narrow as perhaps I feared before I took off, but still hoops nonetheless. So I went to Madrid last weekend, and I went for personal reasons. My wife and I traveled, it was Madrid's an amazing city at the best of times. So, you know, I don't know if you've been yourself, but here you have this extraordinary city of 4 million people, which, and I'll welcome the argument, which I prefer to Barcelona. And as much as I like Barcelona, I think Madrid is a much nicer place in many ways. Very, very quiet. And I'm going to say this as a travel writer, but almost blissfully free of international tourists. So what you have is a city that is once again kind of going out. Certainly there was a lot of life, but all of it local. So that was by far and away. And then the second thing that I noticed is that the mask requirement. So in May 2020, the Spanish government introduced mask requirement for all people outdoors, which is really an extraordinary thing, given that in the summer, Spain gets incredibly hot. So imagine wearing a mask in 40 degrees of heat in the middle of Madrid in July. Well, that's what it's been like. And that mask requirement is adhered to like 99.9% of the time. And okay, I found that really kind of a striking thing.
When we think back to Spain at the peak and over the course of the pandemic, they have been one of the most impacted in the European Union with 80,000 deaths there. So it sort of makes sense.
Nearly
of
4 million cases.
Yes, and that makes sense of why compliance is very high with the mask wearing outside.
It is absolutely the case, so that they have suffered a huge amount, and they've also had one of the strictest lockdowns in Europe. So, I mean, for months at a time, Spaniards were confined to their own homes and could only go out either to purchase food or with a special permit, and the same in Italy as well. But so now that they've been these restrictions have been loosened, what you have is, what I've noticed is that a sacrifice of the outside for the benefit of the indoors. So whilst, as I said, you still have to wear your mask outside, restaurants are open. So indoor dining is open. Everywhere you went, you know, you wore your mask. Then when you sat at your table, off came the mask. And then you could literally eat, drink and be merry as you would have in ordinary times. But once you finished your meal or your drink or whatever, back went on the mask. And so on and so forth.
And did you notice,
I think that,
Fionn,
was an interesting contrast.
Fionn, as you were in the city and you mentioned how quiet it was, and it may sound blissful to some people, but did you notice that the fact that it was quiet has had an impact on the number of businesses that are open, including restaurants that might cater for tourists?
Yeah, and that's a very good point, Claire, because I'll give you a contrast. So Plaza Mayor, which is the main beautiful square of central Madrid, the historic square, was almost empty. So all of the cafes that surround it, which would cater predominantly to tourists, were either very, very quiet or closed altogether. By contrast, say in the streets around Sol or in the Huertas neighborhood, which is very local, there's a lot more life and activity because these restaurants, these bars, these cafes cater primarily to Madrileños and local people. And so they were open and showing life. But as you said, everywhere that would cater specifically to a tourist economy was shuttered down, either and desperately so. So one of the things that I noticed, I stayed in one of the NH Collection hotels, which is a really lovely hotel chain in Spain. And the hotel I stayed in, I spoke to the manager, Monica, who was telling me that they had reopened only 2 weeks ago and that their occupancy rate was only 15%, which is somewhat reflective of
15%
similar rates in Ireland since 15, yes. Nice. Which is, I mean, hugely problematic going forward. And even though they hadn't written the summer off altogether, they were obviously very concerned. So one of the things that I notice is that over the weekend is that they're operating on skeleton staff, so that they will tell you ahead of time, look, we don't service the rooms on a Saturday night because the staff just aren't available. And so these are the problems that tourist Spain, like tourist Europe, like tourist Ireland is confronting. And it is that, it's that sense of without the tourist economy, the city is really only operating at half speed.
Okay, I want to talk to you a little bit because we have questions coming in, listeners who want to know what the experience was like going through the airports, both going out and returning. Did you have to deal with delays and queues? And what was the process that you went through, Fionn?
Now, I have to admit that I was a little anxious before I travelled for precisely that reason. I thought, oh my God, am I going to be delayed? So Spain's requirement, so it's about knowing the rules is really, and there's so much variation between different countries. So for unless you're under 12, you need either a PCR test or an antigen test. As part of a recognised, there's only a certain amount of antigen tests that they recognise, but you need to have that. So once you have that, so you have your document printed out or you have it on a QR code. Going through the airport, you need to show that before you board, you need to show that you have the proof of entry as well as your passport, etc. And that was a cinch. When we got to Madrid, we walked through the airport and there was health officials lined up. And so you were kind of told, OK, so you go to a health official and you show your document. And literally within 25 seconds, you were done and dusted. You were gone and straight in. And so for that reason, I found it much easier than perhaps I anticipated. And come the 19th of July, when international travel does open up from Ireland and you can travel for leisure purposes, obviously the numbers are going to increase. But it seemed to me that they have instituted in place a system that is going to be able to deal with the increased numbers and not cause undue delays, because obviously that's a major concern for
okay.
people. But
okay, so that's, that sounds pretty good.
Other than having to
wear a mask on
the plane? Yeah.
I thought
so it was
mask
fine,
on the plane and obviously no service, like no meals or drinks or anything on the plane.
No, there was.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Oh, God, are you joking?
So you're talking to somebody who looked at a photograph last night on my phone of somebody on a plane 2 years ago. And I thought, gosh, look at that. How exotic.
It really is exotic. No, I mean, I flew and of course there's service. Well, I mean, airlines are looking to make money. So the thing is what there isn't a paper menu or there aren't any magazines with a menu. So you download the menu through the airline's app. You can just see the menu in there. And so once you ordered food, you're allowed to remove your mask just to eat and drink. And in fairness, like you could imagine that people might take the mickey a little bit and kind of just sit there sipping water really slowly, but they didn't. They didn't. And that's one of the things that I've noticed. There is overall a really kind of reassuring compliance that ultimately, look, these measures are in place, despite the fact that they might cause us some kind of, it can be difficult. Like, listen, walking around a city for hours at a time wearing a mask is not that much fun, mm-hmm. I will admit.
Yes.
However, there is something reassuring that the vast majority, the overwhelming majority of people all recognize that this is for the greater good. And so people just generally kind of just follow the rules. I will add one other thing, though. Madrid, the police presence is substantial and noticeable. So pretty much everywhere you were, there's always like a couple of policemen and women standing idly by, just kind of watching. But I imagine they're there to make sure that people do adhere to the restrictions or that there isn't any kind of tomfoolery when it
yes.
comes to masks, and all the rest of it.
And what about the plane? Was it busy, both flights?
Actually, surprisingly, on the way out, no. So there must have been, there might have been maybe a third full. On the way back, there was, I think, 100 passengers on the plane out of a capacity of maybe 170. So, yeah, I mean, there were numbers there. Absolutely. It wasn't an empty plane, but obviously not nearly as full as hopefully it will be once we are allowed travel again.
How did you feel sitting on that plane, the one coming back with 100 people?
Honestly, fine. And I will say this, I've said this before, despite what it goes, it's slightly counterintuitive. You think you're sitting on a plane and you're kind of, The HEPA filters on plane, they change the air every 60 seconds. Like, they are literally, and every study shows this, you are less likely to be infected by coronavirus sitting on a plane than any other indoor space, with the exception of an operating theatre.
Yes, well, you can tell yourself that logically, but then it's different
because you're sitting there. And look, at the best of times, even in times when COVID is but a distant memory, sitting on a plane can be suffocating, can feel a bit claustrophobic. So inevitably, you kind of turn your head, like, oh my God, and you've got the mask on. But I have to reassure people, these HEPA filters are remarkable. They really do change the air. So any fear you may have of contracting the virus are really lessened dramatically sitting on a plane.
Fionn, thank you so much for talking to us. Fionn Davenport there. And a note relating to travel, the Aer Lingus chief executive has reiterated that they will not reverse their decision to close the cabin crew base at Shannon Airport. Lynn Embleton was speaking at the Oireachtas Transport Committee and said the base was expensive and an impediment to restoring flights. And coming up after 11 o'clock, we'll be speaking to the Minister of State, Oisín Smith, about the digital COVID certificate.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.